From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Really Expensive Emergency Vet Care. When you feel like blowing $600 in the middle of the night for an enema for your cat, make sure you look them up at emergencyvetcare.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus so they can thank you for giving them $600. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the cat enema free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I sure to God hope so. I don't want to hear about any freaking no.
You wait, but it's on the Trello. It's consumed my evening.
No, I'm sorry. I want to hear about it, but
you wanna hear
I
it. You just don't
I want to hear
it.
Your story, but I don't
hear about cat enemas
from far, far away.
Right. Too bad this didn't happen, you know, while we were a nominated show, because I'm sure this would have pushed us right over the top.
Well, cat enemas riveting, are the thing in
yeah,
podcasting.
The riveting and exciting story about a cat enema, which just, I got nothing. So, hi, Adam. How are you?
Hi, Daniel. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm here.
You know, we had a week off last week.
We did.
And I don't think anyone noticed. No phone calls or emails or anything like that. Hey, where are you guys?
That's
you know?
Because they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah.
The listeners, they basically don't care. We're not doing video today. We're only doing audio. They don't care. No one's going to care.
Yeah, the last message in the chat room is zzz.
I know. See, the one person that showed up in the chat room fell asleep.
Well, you know, good way to start off the show.
It is. It's an excellent way to. That's what it is. Yaz Mama Doo basically says in the chat room, dance, monkey, dance. That's basically what she's saying.
Exactly. Well, and she can't even see it today.
Well, you know, that's fine. It's probably best. It's very, very foggy here in New Haven today. I walked out. Like 10 minutes before we were set to record, I walked out because there's a little coffee shop right across, catty corner across the street from my building. So I went over there to get some iced coffee. And it's soupy out there. It's like really, really, it looks like London fog, right? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it's just really, really foggy. And because I live in New England, the sun sets at this time of year at about 4:10. So it was like dusky and foggy. It was very spooky.
I've never really understood using the word soupy for, I mean, I understand it, but it just, I mean, it's like, are there little peas and carrots and things floating around in the air?
One uses the word soupy to describe a foggy night like that because it is a tangible a thing, right? You walk out, it's palpable. You feel it on your face. It's as if you're walking through soup. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like in Florida, we have humidity that you can feel. And whatever. This is like, actually, not only can you feel it, but you can see it.
Mm. So what do you call it in Florida?
We call it Friday.
Okay.
or Monday.
I do remember when you go to Florida, and this really has nothing to do with soupiness, but you go to Florida and you're planning on going to Disney or something like that, and everyone who lives there, you say, "Is it going to rain?" And they say, "Yes."
Of course it is.
and you're like, "But okay, is that going to affect her?" "No, don't worry about it. It'll rain for like 5 minutes. You know, we'll get under something, and then we'll go on about our business." You know.
Yes.
So, you know, there.
Yeah, it doesn't settle.
What is up with us and weather?
I don't know. You know, I think what it is that we're, you know, all the other competition that was in the best produced category on that little podcast award thing, they all had sponsors. So I think what you and I were trying subconsciously, we're trying to reach out to the Weather Channel.
I guess I need to my green screen. I need to, it's perfect. I need a weather map behind me.
I know. That's what I'm saying. See, it'd be kind of like, you know, you could do the weather. It would be fun. We could, do I have that noise? Let's see. Can I do that so I can do the...
I don't know. You might not want to try to do...
DI Plus weather is 46 degrees and a little bit soupy out in New Haven. If you're planning on driving out tonight, you might want to make sure that you don't turn on your high beams because that'll just reflect the water droplets back. So make sure you have your low beams on out there while you're driving. Let's check in on what the weather is doing over in Arkansas right now with Adam. Adam?
Well, you know, Daniel, it's currently unusually warm here in the Northwest Arkansas. It's 73 degrees and clear. on this Sunday afternoon.
Excellent.
You know, we need a busty blonde, though. Isn't that usually how, you know, they have like a busty blonde? She has to turn around and show her cleavage as she's pointing at things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't watch the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel is one of those places that you only go to if it's either you're on a ski trip and you want to see what the snow is going to do that day. Right. When I was younger and we would go to Colorado every year to ski, I have to move my microphone. Hold on. When I would go to Colorado with the family and everything, that's where I first, learned of the Weather Channel, because we didn't have cable at home. So then when we would go skiing, there would be cable in the condo.
Oh, no. See, I live near my parents. When you live near older people, your parents,
they apparently watch it all the time.
Older people watch the weather. It is a thing. Right. If there's nothing else on, the Weather Channel is on. And you see these, now the Weather Channel, I don't know if you knew this because you don't watch it, but they have these whole, they have new shows that they come out with every season that are like storm stories and, you know, weather chasers or whatever, they're, you know, storm chasers and all this kind of stuff. And they send people out and they have whole episodes.
All right. Without derailing us too much, hello to Miss Kathy Bacon, who just showed up in the chat room. Did we say that we were streaming live on Pride 48?
Sure. I don't know.
Miss Kathy Bacon, who just showed up, and Miss Kathy Bacon says, Donna Sugars should be our busty blonde. Right. See, so then we would go to that. It's like, let's go to the national weather map with Donna. Well, hello, clouds, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I think Donna still has my portable green screen. Oh, I hope she does.
Right.
And so she could use that.
She could. She could.
Map.
The official DI Plus weather babe, Donna Sugars.
I'm sure she'd love to do that.
And I think for Christmas, we should get her a sash, the official DI Plus weather babe. Next year in Vegas, I demand that we do a weather segment and have Donna point at a map. We just bring a map and have Donna point at it. That'll be great.
Well, you know, we can't do Las Vegas weather because it's always the same there.
Right. Let's go to the Vegas weather. It's 76 degrees and full of oxygen.
Right. not inside the casino.
That's what I meant. Inside this, they pump oxygen there. So it's 76 degrees and full of oxygen.
From what I heard of all the people who attended, it was full of smoke, the casino.
You know, I am a former smoker, so you'd think that I would be very sensitive to that. I think, I don't know where the hell these people were going, because I didn't really, I even had a guy sitting next to me at a table smoking. It didn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, I don't know. So I know you've had some not good events, and you saw your family early.
Jesus. Yes.
I was going to ask, you know, what did you do for Thanksgiving? Because we have had a break since then, and we haven't talked about our Thanksgiving holidays.
Oh, that's true that we haven't. So I don't know. Did I, because of the whole dad dying thing? I don't know that I ever talked about my original plans for Thanksgiving, because although I'm sure I've missed it. I'm sure I've mentioned it on a show before that living up here, this close to New York City, I wanted to go see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, because I've watched it on television for years and years, and I figured, you know, this would be great. I could go in and watch it in person. So I was all set to do that, but my husband decided that that was not going to happen.
Why?
Because it would have involved us getting up at like 5 a.m. and getting on a train.
Well, boo. So
we would have to get a very early train into New York City.
You should have told him, honey, this has been my lifelong dream. The only thing that I want to do before I die is go to Thanksgiving.
Only thing. And it was great weather, so it would have been great. But then I thought back to, you know, he was like, well, I don't want to wake up that early and go and do that. And then I thought back to when Steven and I went and saw the Pride Parade. And I'm like, you know, you're just like standing there for like 3 hours and it's not comfortable. And, you know, those singers that they have on the float. Here's a little dirty secret. You know, those singers that are on the floats.
Yes.
They don't actually get on the float until the float pulls up in front of Macy's. So they're standing over in a nicely heated area near Macy's, and then they hand them their NBC microphone, and then they go and jump up on the float so that they can then go in. And those people in the grandstands there can't hear the music that they're lip syncing to. So they're all sitting there just like basically clapping at someone who's just being completely silent for them.
Well, you don't go for the singers, you go for the blow up thing.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that. So I just thought, you know what? I was like, you know, fine. Maybe this is one of those things that I should just keep in my head of like, you know, this one day I'll go and do this. You know, why ruin it now? So we decided not to go. The other option was we could have gone in the night before and stayed in the city, but we waited so long to do that that it was everything was very expensive. So we decided not to do it. So we instead called Mr. Steven from Wisconsin and asked him what he was doing for Thanksgiving. It turned out that he and Laurie Dean were not doing anything. So they came here to New Haven and a weird Pride 48 bargain was struck. Whereby Robert and I bought the food, Stephen cooked the food, and Lurie Dean ate it. So there you go. That was our Thanksgiving. Stephen cooked the food. He made a turkey that he had me brine, which I think is stupid. But I, you know, it was very good though. But so I brined a turkey for him so that it would be ready for him to cook.
Coincidentally enough, I have been reading all about brining this week because I've been trying to perfect my meat skills. And
Jesus Christ.
Now, I'm serious. I mean, you know, hey, coincidentally enough here, I have been reading all these articles on brining and what the best brine was. And I was going to use one the other night until I realized that in order for at least this article that I was reading said you have to brine something for at least pork, which is what I was cooking that particular night. You need to let it brine for 12 to 24 hours, apparently.
So you were perfecting your meat skills.
I am. I don't find that my meat is moist and tender enough.
Wow, my first time. Well, it was with my first boyfriend when I was 16. He was 21. We were dating for about 3 months before we did anything.
Right, yes.
Yes, but do you brine it first? That is the question.
I don't know. You would have to ask them. I don't know.
I want it to be moist and tender, damn it. Wait. Sorry, you know, derailing you. Two things that I thought of while you were telling that story is, did Lurie Dean have to wear a sleeveless shirt and show you his muscles and new tattoo the entire time? And
Now keep in mind, I work with Lurie Dean, so I see him sleeveless and with his tattoo all the time. So
because when he first got that tattoo, like every other day on Google+, it was like, here's a new photo of my arm, you know.
Oh, working with him, you get the pre-story and then the post-story. So you get the pre-story, which is the endless days of debating what colors you're going to have put on next.
And he's gay, so he's like bringing around color wheels and color charts, you know.
No, he's gay, but he's old. So instead of going down to the Home Depot and getting the color chips... No, he uses post-it notes. So he's like sitting there holding up the post-it notes. And so post-it note yellow and post-it note orange, like going, which one of these do you think?
Oh, Lurie. And then I was wondering if Stephen's religion even allowed him to celebrate Thanksgiving because I didn't know.
Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday.
Well, no, I know. But, yeah. You know, if he had to serve spaghetti, you know, at every function.
We did not have pasta because Lurie Dean is now on the carb-free diet also. So two of us. Not eating carbs. They didn't even make homemade stuffing. They used stuffing out of a box.
Well, I hate stuffing, so it wouldn't have affected me.
If you perfect your meat skills, you might be better at stuffing.
Yeah, it tastes like sage.
Oh, poor rosemary and thyme. So that was my Thanksgiving. We had a lovely meal. It was actually very good. It was a delicious meal. We had that. Also very spicy. It was brined with apple cider and jalapeno.
Oh, sounds good.
And then it was stuffed with supposed to be poblano peppers, but we couldn't find any of those. So I did what any person that likes spicy did. I just used habanero instead. No, I didn't.
I think it's poblano.
Poblanos,
peppers.
Yes. Which is a poblano pepper is not a very hot pepper. It's a very mild pepper. But so I had some Scotch bonnet pepper sauce that my sister-in-law had made for me, so I used that on it. But it was very good. It was very good turkey. Turkey green bean casserole. I think there were potatoes and gravy. I don't eat that. And there was no salad. Oh, it was cranberry.
Out of a can or like the jelly stuff?
You know what? I am offended by that comment. You know, I live here in New England where we have cranberries. So, of course, they were out of a can. we had cranberries, but they were the whole cranberries out of the can, not the pulverized jelly ones. And then we had an apple pie because we live here in the land of apples, where we had a homemade, really tall apple pie and a carrot cake that was bought at a grocery store.
Well, mine wasn't as nearly as exciting as yours, I don't think. We decided not. Most of my family is even further south than I am, and normally we go down to South Arkansas And I have to now with my new job, I mean, it's 2 years now, but the new company that I'm working at since in Dallas, I don't get as many days off. And because it's retail, we have to work the day after Thanksgiving is like for retail.
Black Friday.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we have to work that day. And so I going all the way down 5 hours and then back for one day is not very convenient for me. So my family, my parents decided to stay up here, and we were going to some relatives of my uncle who live up here, and it's his sister. And so when they're talking about whose house we're going to, so they're saying we're going to Karen's house and her roommate Pam.
You know, we're not doing video.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I'm doing quotes, but it helps me talk. I'm
a scare quotes. Right.
Yes. I move my hands around my top. Anyway, so it's just funny to hear this conversation as your conservative family is discussing, you know, having these discussions about who this other woman is, you know, is it a roommate? And then my mom says something like, well, you know, we're not going to concern ourselves with their lives and you know, what they're doing. But we're going to go over and have Thanksgiving with, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, they're partners. Come on. Just what, you know, I mean, they're lesbians. They're homos. Get over
it. You know,
it.
I mean, people are fine with that in the abstract. But I always ran into this at Christmas parties, like when Robert would have work Christmas parties back when he worked in an office and I didn't. Now we're like completely reversed, I guess, because now he's going to be working from home and I'm working out. Anyway, when we would go to the Christmas parties, people, his coworkers were fine with him being gay. But then when I would show up, suddenly they look at you and all they can think about is like, they have sex. And then they all get weird about the whole thing. But I just, I wanted to say, I just thought of this because, of course, my meal was cooked by Stephen from Wisconsin. And you were talking about having to work on Black Friday. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you and Steven are now nemesis.
Oh, so, really? Does he work for Target? Or
feeling that there was someone hiding behind the mailbox. I have a nemesis.
I used to sit alone doing evil. Well, who does he work for?
Yes, he does. He works for Target. So he and you now, he's like your nemesis.
Well, it's always
you
been
and
that
Steven
way between Steven and I. This just solidifies
a little assist from Phineas and Ferb there. But yes, you and Steven are now nemesis, but he had to work on Black Friday also.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm in the offices, and actually what I do has nothing to do. I mean, as far away from like what happens on Black Friday, I'm in QA. If we haven't tested stuff by Black Friday, you know, so, I mean, we're just there for like the, I guess, the moral support or something. But yeah, everyone has to be there. So, but we went over to the lesbians, and amazingly enough, the dinner was great because you know, the stereotypical lesbians are, you know, they're not as much of the cookers and the party throwers as the gay men. But they had, of course, now they did the turkey on the grill.
Yes.
You know, and so that was a little bit more. And one little business they have together is they buy properties and they renovate them and they rent them out. They're landlords. And so one of them, Pam, was trying to convince me that when my lease runs out, I should move into one of their duplexes. So, but it was pretty quiet. We just went over there. Actually, my mom had my niece and she's 2. And she was cranky or something. And so mom stayed home and my stepdad and I went over and had dinner. And it was only a couple of hours and then we were home and then we watched Hallmark movies. I you know.
Ooh, Hallmark. Oh, yeah. We watched Arthur Christmas.
I don't even remember what they. No, it was the woman who played the mom on Something About Raymond.
Doris or whatever
her name is. And she had Alzheimer's. So they were all getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner. And it was all about this estranged daughter comes home and her mom has Alzheimer's. Anyway. So it was really uplifting
story. You did now just repeat that story like 2 minutes from now, and it'll be just like you had Alzheimer's. Here's that the woman that played the mother from everything.
Then we watched some travel videos, some Rick Steves, and you know, then we switched to
Rick,
the Weather Channel.
What's his name? I can't think of his name. Rick something. Had something to do with fisting. I'm not sure. Yeah, whatever.
The Turkish
You've got
bath.
A lot of things here on this list. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so the next thing that happened is on Saturday, Mark wanted to take a trip shopping. He really likes to shop. And so
that's just so weird.
That he likes to shop?
Robert is like that. Robert and his mom can spend like all day long just walking in and out of stores and shopping. It's like that to me is just, I would rather slit my wrist.
Well, I'm in a bit of a different situation than normally, and I'm having to get used to this. Mark has money, and I don't really have a lot of extra money for whatever reason. It seems like I manage to spend no matter how much I make, and he's really good at saving. And so we go on these trips, and he's just like, oh, buying this and that, because he has all this money that he can spend. And I'm having to just, well, here's my budget, and, you know, how much did gas cost to get up here and everything. And it's really a reverse, because used to be all my relationships before him, I was the one that kind of had the money and was whatever.
Well, I think a big reason why he doesn't have, why you don't have money and he does is he's not maintaining a fleet of cars.
I only have one car now. Mm-hmm. I only have one car now, and he doesn't have a house. I mean, so there are some expenses that go along with having a house and you know, some debt that I accrued with the previous that I'm having to take care of. So there are some things, but it's just, so we go and we walk the entire, they like to go to the outlet malls. So we drove to Branson.
That's why he has money and you don't, because he's a thrifty shopper.
Well, possibly.
Those Gaijins are very thrifty.
He does like a deal. So the whole Black Friday, like the whole last week, and probably still, but Amazon has these daily deals.
They've always had those daily deals.
Well, whatever. They're better. I don't know. There's something about the holiday. they're doing something different, okay? I don't know. But
a little tip. I don't know if a lot of people don't know that. If you go to Amazon, there's a, right on the front page, there's a little thing that says today's deals, and they run them hourly. So I don't know, there's a different deal every hour. It's usually crap that I have no interest in.
There must have been something relating to the holidays that made the deal better.
Wait. This just in, the 190-gram velvet flannel pillowcase is the deal of the hour right now. The gold box price, $14.99. And that is free to ship with your Amazon Prime account.
So, bottom line is...
Now we're trying to work our way into home shopping or whatever. If the Weather Channel deal falls through,
right,
we're ready to go with the home shopping.
But Weather Channel, we love you the most. So,
that's
you know.
Right. We do.
So the theme, or you know, the moral of the story is he really likes a deal, but he also has the money to shop. So I'm just going along to kind of window browse or whatever. Right. And so we go to his thing is he has to go to every store in the entire, I mean, all, every store in the entire outlet
mall. Even Victoria's Secret and even like stores that he would never buy.
Well, okay, no, we would skip ones. Well, sometimes, I mean, even if it's a girl's store, he buys presents for like all of his friends for Christmas. So he has girlfriends. So he might go to a girly store, but regardless, every store, all the way, so we start at the beginning, go all the way to the end. And then he's making a mental list of what he liked or thought was a good deal as he went through. And then we have to go back to the stores that he wanted to purchase things in. And so we do that. And then his friends are other Filipinos.
This sounds like the most... This is like if you were going to plan like some kind of torture. This is exactly what it sounds like.
Well, I don't mind.
No. We're gonna go and walk through every single store and look at things. This is what we like to call pre-shopping. And then once we've pre-shopped and taken copious notes, then we're gonna turn around. We're gonna come back and go back to the stores where we can get our thing that we are sure is $3 cheaper in this store than the other. It's like, you know what? That 6 hours of my time is worth more than $3.
Whereas me, I think I'm more like you. If I want something, well, generally I'll just buy it online, but except for clothes. But even clothes, I will have an idea in my head of what I want.
Yes.
I will know what stores carry that, and I will just go to that one store, find my size, try it on. It's maybe a 15-minute ordeal.
I used to buy less things online. Now, especially with Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is kind of really a game changer for me because it's free 2-day shipping. So when I run out of hair care product, because I use this manipulator bedhead manipulator. That's what I use for my head.
I've always thought of you as a manipulator. So
that's right. So I can't, that for some reason they don't carry it here in the grocery stores. So I get it on Amazon and it's like, I just order it and it shows up 2 days later, free shipping. And so if I get a little bit low, I buy it. It's cheaper. It's free shipping. There's no tax. So now I've just started buying a lot of things online that I wouldn't have necessarily done before, like shaving stuff. It's like, oh, I'm getting low on razor style. I'll just buy it on Amazon. And it's like, it'll show up. So I'm kind of addicted to that little Prime free shipping thing.
What I was going to say was I
have now dabbled into the online clothing simply because I wanted corduroys. And during the summer, no one carried corduroys. There's no stores that carry them. So I bought it from Land's End. I bought a pair of corduroys from Land's End. They arrived. I tried them on. They fit really nicely. I liked them. And so then I went back and I just ordered a whole bunch of them. So it's like, because I have to wear corduroys 4 days a week. So I went and ordered like, you know, six pairs of corduroy. So
I'm still afraid of the clothing online thing because I am really particular about how things fit. And I know my track record with how things fit me and how yes. particular I am. One in like 15 items will actually fit me to the point where, so I think if I bought a lot of stuff online, I would send like 90% of it back.
See, I would try two different things. And you know what? Sending it back is absolutely fine. Both L.L. Bean and Land's End and those kind of places, they expect a certain amount of sending back. And they're like, they do that, you know, like there's no questions asked. You send it back and they'll exchange it or they'll refund you or whatever. Because they're trying to compete with the, department stores. But one thing you might want to try is, do you wear jeans? Do you wear Levi's? There's a thing on the Levi's site, and I think there's a couple of other clothing manufacturers that do this, that will let you specify your exact measurements. So they give you a little graph on the website and say, here, like measure from, you know, your crotch to your knee and then tell me what that measurement is. Measure around the circumference of your calf and like tell me what that is. And then measure your weight and everything. And they will actually, for a little bit extra, they will go ahead and pre-tailor the pants exactly for you.
So do they have a drop down for gay or straight so they can get the fit right? You know, because if you're gay, you want your booty to be a little bit tighter around your booty a little bit, and you know,
right?
Yeah, and I like completely the low
interrupted.
Rise.
I completely interrupted your story. You know, when I have this huge, huge cat enema story that I'm waiting to tell. So I'm just go ahead. Move
well,
on.
Well,
so
you can tell yours at any point.
I'm looking here at the Trello, and you've got about 26 things that you wanted to talk about.
Well, so that was it. We went shopping, and you know, I bought a few things, but not nearly as much as he did. And then it's a game for him. Now he's been online looking at every website, all the clothing websites, and, you know, oh, this one's got 30% off today, and it's free shipping. Yes. And, you know, this one's got this, and oh, you know, and
Can I tell you a great place for online clothing? Or a great item for online clothing is sweaters, because I go through a lot of sweaters. And you know what? Sweaters pretty much all fit the same. So
yeah, that's true. So anyway, there's that. The other just small little topic I had is I've been trying to... So I've gained probably...
All of this, by the way, we're really bad at this. All of this should be said that if, you know, because we buy so many things online, if you would like to give us a lovely Christmas present,
right?
You can email us a nice little Amazon gift card. That's, there you go.
I do have an Amazon wish list as well. So,
oh no, screw that. Just send me an Amazon gift card, $5, $10, doesn't matter. DanielJBrewer@gmail.com.
You know,
I'll spread the Yuletide cheer.
There's a problem with those wish lists because, and maybe there is a way to do this and I just haven't investigated enough, but you don't know if you're using it for people to buy you gifts, you yes. don't know when you've gotten that thing. So when you give your wish list to several different people, like for instance, I told Mark, don't ask me what I want, just look at my wish list. And I told yes. my parents the same thing. Well, now I'm afraid that I'm going to get the same thing from my parents that I get from Mark, and that will involve me having to send someone's back and all this kind of stuff. But even if there were a way for them to mark it and say, okay, this has now been bought, then I know what I'm getting beforehand.
Have you just had a bad experience with returning stuff before?
Because no, I just, I'm
You
bad.
Know what? I went on Amazon, I bought a $400 video card a couple of years ago. I bought it. I installed it. It was a piece of shit. I hated it because it was a Radeon and I didn't care for it. And so there was nothing wrong with the card. It was performing as, you know, as it was supposed to, because it's a Radeon, which means it's a piece of shit out of the box anyway. So I basically, you know, after using it for a week, I just got fed up with it. And so I basically reboxed it, and it was a very easy return on Amazon. They basically said, okay, here you go. Just do you want to do you want a refund or you just want to swap it out? And if you want to, you know, get another item for the same price, we'll go ahead and ship that while you ship yours back. And it's like, in other words, they've actually been really good. You know, the couple of times that I've had to send things back online, they've been very good about it.
It's okay. I'm a procrastinator and I don't do well with tasks like this, like sending things, like getting things ready for the mail and taking them to the post office and things like that. I don't know, even more kind of administrative assistant kind of tasks, right? And when I was in a relationship with Maddie, he like loves doing all that stuff. So like anytime I needed anything done, I mean, when we moved, yes, he packed, he unpacked, he would mail stuff for me. He would do any of that because for some reason I get wrapped up in like other things and something will just sit on a desk for like months because I'm meaning to mail it and I just don't ever do it. And he would hate that and wanted it done right away. So he would go do stuff for me. So it's not that I don't like it or that I'm afraid. It's that I think that it'll never get done. Okay. So
chat room is saying that, and this is, I'm going to try to decipher what Brian from Game Night Guys wrote. You have your wish list not show you what's been bought. I don't know what that means. But then he provides a link where you, I guess you can have your wish list show people what's already been bought. So in other words, I think that's what he was getting at. And then Miss Kathy Bacon wanted to know if there will be a tech segment because she would like to buy an electronic for a kid and I don't want him to send it back. All right. First of all, if you're going to buy an electronic for a kid, you should just not.
But... An electronic.
I'd like to buy me an electronic. Something for a kid.
So I'm going to skip electronic. My next topic and move that. But what I want to say to people is I'm trying to figure out how, and I am really setting myself up here because yes. I've mentioned how much I love diet and exercise advice already on this show.
Yes.
But I am trying to figure out how to slim up. So get rid of fat.
Yes.
But gain muscle. At yes. the same time.
Wait. At the same time?
Yes.
Why, so, Adam, that sounds preposterous.
In order to gain muscle, I have to increase my caloric intake and eat at certain time or like eat a certain amount of meals a day and get more protein. But in order to lose fat, I need to do more cardio, which actually can get rid of muscle. So any muscly, like muscle bound people out there who have had this issue, and have little tips and tricks. Just be thinking about it and send me advice. That's it. I won't go any more into that topic.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. The folks at Total Gym have asked me to take 60 seconds to tell you why I use the Total Gym.
I work out 7 days a week. And as some would say,
it works.
That's too much.
Chuck uses it because it works. I just realized we've missed two different segments here, so let's get caught up. Now it's time for your weather on the 8s. New Haven, Connecticut, still 46 degrees. Let's check out in the Midwest and go to Arkansas. Adam.
It is still 73 degrees here.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah.
And you know, speaking of that, Windows 8 shows you your weather. There's a tile.
Yeah, but I don't like it because I didn't like who they use.
They don't use the Weather Channel. Right.
So then Kathy Bacon said Galaxy 7. I think she meant
Nexus 7.
Yes. Actually, a Nexus 7 is a good. You know what? Here's my best advice for people who are, if you're going to buy an electronic for a kid, depending on how old they are, whether or not they're into games, if they're into games at all, then you've got it really, really easy. You just find out what network they're on. So if they're an Xbox gamer, then you buy them some, you know, a Microsoft Game Point card. If they're on the PlayStation Network, you buy them PlayStation. Because nowadays, you buy the console games right on the console. There's a marketplace on Xbox. There's a marketplace on PlayStation. So you basically just find out what gaming system they're on. You give them, you know, the equivalent of 30 or, you know, 25 or 50 bucks for points there, and they will love you because that way they can go and buy the new expansion pack for whatever game that they like. And that way you don't have to like worry about which game they have because that's always the worst, right? I bought you The Sims 2. And it's like, you know, I don't play The Sims 2. You know what I'm saying? It's like that way you don't have to like figure it out.
Well, my problem with buying I really want to buy electronics for people.
Right. And you know what? Because Mags is asking about I guess we weren't going to do a tech segment, but I guess we will now. Because we have a Nexus 7 here, and plus Lori Dean's bought several of them, so we can talk about that. But go ahead. Is this a tech segment, or can I get to my cat story, and then we'll talk about
what you're going to talk about? Well, I'm just going to make one comment, and then you can get to your cat.
Okay.
I like to buy electronics for people because that is more fun for me to shop for.
Yeah, but you know about electronics. Miss Kathy Bacon she doesn't even know how to use the word correctly. She said, I would like to buy an electronic.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying, but my second part of that is I get electronics for people and then they end up sitting there because they don't know how to use them, or they're not geeky people like me. And so they just don't get into the electronics as much. So then I've bought them just for the sheer enjoyment of me shopping for a gadget. It's anyway. Whatever.
Her defense is, I use big fatty language. Whatever. All right. So here we go. Here's a cat story bumper. Oh, I got to make a cat story bumper?
Where's that that cat meme thing?
The Nya Cat.
Yeah, that one.
That would be on YouTube. Let's try this. All right. So... Am I really going to play this the whole fucking time? Yes. Yes, I am. All right. So I have three cats. I don't know if you know this or not. I have three cats.
I am aware.
And the boy cat, his name is Buzzy. Not Fuzzy, as you will later find out they decided that they wanted to name him at the emergency place, but no, Buzzy. And although, you know, you're not supposed to have favorites. I lost a channel. Although you're not supposed to have favorites, I think Buzzy is Steven's favorite. I just want to say that. Anyway, so I can't do this with this music. All right. So we had the cat last night. The cat was fine, right? The cat was fine. And I was bebopping about my business. It was about 11 o'clock at night or midnight or so. And the cat puked all of a sudden, which, you know, I mean, that's not...
I was going to say, aren't cats known to do that on occasion?
And so the cat puked, and I'm like, stupid cat, now I got to clean that up. And then the cat puked a little bit more, you know, like 10 minutes later, puked some more. I was like, you stupid cat. And with Robert not here, they've just decided that the kitchen is their domain. That they are just the ballsiest fucking cats now. They were like, while I'm cooking, they will jump up on the stove and just like shove their face in whatever you're cooking. It's just like, they're like, fuck you. Hey, Robert's not here. I'll just eat.
Is he the authoritarian figure or something in the family?
I guess, I didn't realize that I was this lax on discipline. But so the thing I gotta quit saying the thing is. Now I'm giving meta commentary on the fact of me taking, excellent. Take a drink. So this cat pukes. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, he probably licked out the frying pan or something that I had in the sink, right? From where I fried bacon. Cause he's been known to do that. But then I'm like, but I thought I washed the frying pan. Anyway, I didn't care. I was of no concern. So then I went to go to bed and there was like a little spot. There's like a little spot of poo on the sheet. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
I hate it when there's a little spot of poo on the sheet.
That's right. And it was not mine. I just wanted to point that out. And so I'm like going, okay.
That usually means a dirty bottom. But
right. Which cat did this? Because I still hadn't put it together, right, that this was Buzzy, that the poop and the throwing up were related. So, I mean, it wasn't like someone took a dump on the bed, right? And it wasn't like my long-haired calico, Celine. Sometimes she will get a little poop stuck to her fur and then it'll fall off somewhere else in the apartment. I mean, not messy. It's just like, it's just a little hard piece of poop, right?
Yes. But dogs do that too,
right,
sometimes.
These are the things that you deal with pets, right? So I go get a washcloth and I'm like, you know, cleaning the poop off the sheet. And then I notice like there's another little spot of poop over on the blanket. And I was, crap. And so I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to take the sheets off. I'm going to take the sheets out. I took the sheets off. And so I went to go get new sheets out of the closet. And then I get new sheets. And then I put new sheets on the bed. I get in bed. It's now about 2 a.m. I get in bed. And Buzzy jumps up on the bed like he often does. And he jumps up on the bed and he's laying over to the side. And all of a sudden, I start smelling poop again. And I'm just like, I thought I'd clean this. What the hell? Where is this coming from? Right now, just because I have cats and they get under beds and stuff, I'm thinking, oh, someone pooped under the bed. So I got up, you know, I turned the lights on and I go and look under the bed. So I pull my little flashlight on my cell phone and I'm like looking under the bed. I don't see any poop underneath there. And then I get up and then I realize it's coming from Buzzy. And so then I realize that he's got like some poop on his, he's a solid white cat. So he's got a little bit of poop on his tail. Excuse me, you can edit that out, right?
Yeah.
So there's some poop on his tail. And so I was like, okay, this is riveting, by the way. It's the cat poop story. So I went and got another washcloth and I got it wet with warm water so that I could, you know, brush, you know, wash the poop off him without freaking him out too much. And that's when I realized the severity of it, because as I lifted his tail, it was like some weird alien creature staring back at me from underneath the tail, where like there was a piece of poop that had halfway come out. But wouldn't go any further, so the anus was like distended around it and stuff, and it was just like, oh my god, this is, you know, and it was all like it was just really great, and I freaked out. I was just like, oh fuck, what the hell is wrong with my cat? And he's like, you know, he's got some kind of impaction here or something. And so I was he was very unhappy that I had lifted his tail, and, you know, and so he like went and crawled under bed, and I'm just like, all right, this is not going to work, right? Because he's like, he's still puking. He's dry heaving and he's clearly in a lot of pain, and, you know, he's still got this weird diarrhea spotting, and there's like some kind of weird alien creature that's attacked to his ass. And so I was just like, all right, I've got to, you know, so I went and got up. I went over to the computer and I looked for a 24-hour vet in New Haven, and I found one that's just right up the street here, and I called them. I'm like, are you still open? Can I bring him in?
If it's a 24-hour vet,
right,
they would still be open.
No, I understand that, but I just wanted to make sure that they hadn't gone out of business or whatever. And more importantly, I wanted to make sure, because I don't keep the records here. Robert's in California, right? So I don't know where Buzzy's paperwork is. I don't know. And so I just wanted to make sure that they would see him without me having all kind of proof of his rabies shots and stuff like that, because I don't know where that stuff is. And they're like, no, that's fine. Just bring him in and blah, blah, blah. And in the meantime, I'm trying to call Robert, right? It's like, it's now 4 a.m. here. So it's 1 a.m. in California. I'm like calling and Robert's not answering. And then, so I get Buzzy in the cage. I get him, down to the car, drive down to the vet, and get there. And it turns out that Robert had taken him there before. So they had a record of him there. So I got there and brought him in, and I was like, and then they start asking me all kind of questions, right? Like, well, you know, there's an emergency vet fee of $125. I'm like, I don't care. Do you just see my cat, please? Will you just do something with my cat? And they're like, well, does he have any kind of, and I'm just like, just shut up. Just take the damn cat, please. And, so they finally take the cat, they disperse him back downstairs, and then they come back up and they say, okay, he's got a piece of poop in his butt.
Really?
But we would like to do an x-ray just to, you know, because it could be a really big piece of poop. We don't know. We would like to do an x-ray. So I said, fine, just do the x-ray. That's fine. So they did the x-ray, and then they came back. And anyway, long story short, they came back, and it's like, it was just a fairly sizable piece of poop, but a piece of poop nonetheless. And the vet says, well, what'll happen is if the cat can't get it out, that they'll start straining, and because it annoys them, and so they start straining, and they'll strain so hard that the soft poop will go around it, which is where all the spotting and the diarrhea spots are from, and the puking is just because they're straining so hard. They're straining so hard that they make themselves puke.
I just want to say right now, ladies and gentlemen, for anyone who've been listening to me and my podcast for any length of time,
yes,
that Daniel is the one telling a poop story today.
I am telling a poop story today.
All right.
So they say, okay, well, what we want to do is we want to give him an enema and some painkillers, and then we will send him home with some additional painkillers and some stool softener. So I'm like, okay, fine, do whatever you need to do. And so they went. And meantime, I'm sitting in a waiting room in this sad little emergency care vet place, which I'm quite sure is the last place on the planet that still has a 4x3 television, because it's like one of those wall mounted televisions. It's like, I'm like, there's a square television. I don't even know what to fucking make of that. And it was playing.
No, Mark has one.
Really?
And my gym at my apartment complex has two.
That's just so wrong. So it was playing The Bucket List, by the way.
Good movie.
I was watching interrupted by commercials every 20 minutes. But so finally, after it's like, now it's now 5 a.m. when they returned the cat to me. And basically it was like $500. So $500 for an enema and some painkillers.
I think you should have just gotten one of those bags that you used to see in your mom's bathroom that you didn't know what it was.
Right.
You know, and
right, one of those enema bag things. Yeah.
I used to go in my grandma's bathroom, and there was this orangish red bag that would be hanging in the shower. And I had no clue what it was for.
Yeah. But, or, well, you know, I mean, but this is 2012, right? I could just go down to, you know, the CVS and buy a Fleet enema for a buck.
So, well, I will tell you,
versus the 500. Yeah,
I have experience with the emergency vet. When Katie died, I took her to, because my vet was closing, and they said you probably want to take her to the after hours clinic. And it's so expensive there that they actually will not start working on them until they list exactly what they think the cost is going to be.
Yeah.
And then get you to sign it, saying that, yes, I will pay that. And for her overnight, it was going to be like $1,600.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I was like, just let
it Robert, Robert was convinced that this was going to cost $1,000 last night. So, you know, we were okay that it was only 400.
Well, you know, basically I said,
$500.
I can get a new Cavalier for $1,000. So let's just pack her up.
Oh,
she's 12.
We said that about my dad. Ba-dum-bum. Oh, it's too soon.
Too soon.
Oh, what the hell?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
DI Plus technology segment brought to you by Kathy Bacon, because she would like to buy an electronic for a kid.
I don't have any notes for this segment. I wasn't prepared.
No, we're doing it. We're doing it live. We're out here. We're just letting our freak flag fly. So a couple of things that I just cut that off really fast. A couple of things that I wanted to touch on here in the tech segment. Number one is someone in the chat room was asking about tablets, and I actually have some amount of experience now with this. So Larry Dean has been going on a tablet buying rampage. So he has been buying tablets for folks because the Nexus 7 is just so damn cheap. It's $199 for the lower memoried one, which used to be the 8 gig, is now the 16 gig. So you can get the Nexus 7 directly from Google for $199. And it is it's a wonderful little tablet. It's an Android tablet. It's running 4.2. It's a 7-inch tablet. It does everything that you would want to run on Android. Right? It'll run on this tablet. It's really nice. It's, so it'll surf the web. You can do the Kindle books. You can play games on it. Blah, blah, blah. It is not have a cellular. So it's not a mobile tablet, right? So it doesn't have 3G or 4G. But most tablets aren't. Like, most people that buy tablets don't get that anyway. So this is a Wi-Fi only. I just wanted to say that. So if you're invested at all in the Android ecosystem, it is a great gift because the apps that you pay for on your phone will now work on your tablet. You don't have to rebuy them. You just load them on your tablet. So it's actually the Nexus 7, really good idea if you're into if you're in the Android ecosystem. The iPad Mini is the 7-inch for the Apple realm, and people seem to like that, right? So it's, I think, what is it? Starting price, $399?
$329.
Unlike the Nexus 7, I think it does have 3G and 4G available, right?
It does have it available, but not at that price.
Right, not at that price.
That one's Wi-Fi only.
Yeah. Also, there is now the new Windows tablets, which unless you're really, really heavily into Windows Phone and stuff, it's probably not the way to go. It's not. After Christmas, a good deal, because it'll probably drop in price. But right now, before Christmas, the $499 is a bit steep to pay for those. So I would say the Nexus 7 is probably the best deal out there. If you're at all considering the Kindle Fire or the Nook, which are the two tablets that are $199, don't. Get the Galaxy Nexus. I mean, get the Nexus 7 instead. Because the Kindle, which are the same price point, right? The 7-inch Kindle, which is $199, and the Nook, which is $199. They're the same price point, or maybe even a little bit less, but they're basically crippled, right? They're running Android under the hood, but they're running Amazon or Barnes & Noble software on top of it that prevents you from doing stuff. So you really, really are just better off having the actual Nexus tablet from Google, because it doesn't restrict you whatsoever. There's also the new Nexus 10, which would be the nice 10-inch tablet. So if you want to spend a little bit more, you could do that. Obviously, in the iPad realm, there's the full-size iPad that you can get there. Tablets are a great gift, as long as, you know, the person doesn't have one already. It is a great gift. Tablets are one of those things that you don't think you're going to use them, and then once you get one, you kind of always use it, and you use it in ways that you didn't think you were going to use it to start with.
So my problem is, I'm such of a I need a full computer So I always carry my laptop around with me because I want the keyboard. I want the, if I'm producing anything, if I'm having to type or anything like that. My iPad has been relegated to just content consumption. And the reason I'm having trouble going to another, like the Android, is because I have the unlimited internet or 3G on my iPad.
Right.
And I watch so many video podcasts and listen to so many podcasts, and I stream them because I don't like the chore, again, this admin sort of chore thing of having to sync things.
Right.
So I just want to, if I want to listen to something and I'm out in Timbuktu somewhere, I want to be able to just go to that website and start playing. And that's just a me thing. I mean, I'm sure there are other people that are that way, but I did put the Nexus 7 on my Amazon wish list.
Right.
So
Amazon, they're asking in the chat room, Kathy Bacon is asking in the chat room about the 16 versus the 32 gig. So the original, when the Galaxy, I got to quit saying Galaxy Nexus because that's my phone. When the Nexus 7 first came out, they were available in an 8 and a 16 gig for $199 and $249 respectively. So at Pride 48, the one we gave away was the 8 gig. For $199, we gave away the 8 gig Nexus 7. Since then, when Apple made their iPad mini announcement, Google the same day said, hey, we're getting rid of the 8 gig model. So now the $199 one is the 16 gig and the $249 one is the 32 gig. So yes, there is a 32 gig of the Nexus 7. It's $249. So it's $50 more than the 16 gig. It's completely, up to you. I don't use it, right? I don't use the memory because all of my stuff is cloud-based, right? So I watch Netflix or it doesn't matter how much RAM I have, how much storage I have on my tablet, I can watch Netflix because it's not being downloaded.
It depends though, because there are two things there. You need to know, are they always going to be places where they have Wi-Fi or most
right,
of the
exactly.
time?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like the reverse of that is Robert. Robert travels enough now that he uses his tablet to watch movies on the plane. So he is downloading them, right? He's using Google Play to pin the movie to his tablet, right? So that he can watch it on the plane without having a signal. So in that case, he is storing it on his tablet and he, got close to running out of space on it. So it's really up to you. It's a $50 difference. Where can you buy it? You go to play.google.com and click on the devices tab and you will find their full range of tablets and phones. So there you go. And if you're interested in buying the Apple iPad, you can go to apple.com or anyone else carries those, right?
Yeah. I think now you can get the Nexus at Amazon and Walmart and some other places
probably.
As well if you want
but
to shop
the same,
around.
It's the same price.
Yeah.
So I'm looking here. The Nexus 10 is the new 10-inch. It's $399. The Nexus 7 starts at $199. And then they have the Chromebooks, although I don't think the Chromebooks are ready yet for people. I mean, it has a very specific use case scenario that you would be good with a Chromebook.
Coincidentally enough, this whole discussion about 7 or 10 inches in the tech community, we've been facing that in the gay community for years.
For eons.
I've always said 7 inches was plenty.
Right.
But
you can hold 7 inches in one hand.
True.
It's difficult.
There is
it's difficult
such thing
to hold 10 inches in one
too
hand.
Too much of a good thing.
I prefer the 10-inch because
I'm sure you do.
Because I like to watch. And let me tell you, watching a 10-inch is a much better experience than watching a 7-inch. Or for that matter, watching the 5-inch, which is what, I have on my phone. So watching a 5-inch is not nearly as entertaining as watching a 10-inch. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, the other thing that I, in the tech segment here, is just something that completely everyone now can quit listening because now I'm going to go back to that whole geeky thing. Are you familiar with the cloud storage? I mean, not the cloud storage, but the cloud computing platforms that we have out there, the infrastructure as a service, the IaaS, as it were.
Oh, are you talking about like Amazon S3 or whatever?
No, S3 is storage, right? I mean, that is the S, and S3 stands for storage.
Azure?
Right. Azure is an infrastructure as a cloud. Amazon EC2, which is the Elastic Cloud Computing.
Yeah, that one. That's what I was talking about.
Wow,
you're getting way geeky on that. Okay, yes, but I know what you're talking about, yes.
Rackspace has a cloud system that...
So really, if you're developing applications, you would use these services to host your applications and things of that nature.
Well, what it is, so what it is, it's So it's an offsite data center, right? So it's a data center that you are paying by the hour for a machine. So let's say I want a dual core machine. So a machine with two processors and 16 gigs of RAM and an 80 gig hard drive. And that's what I want to use as my server that I'm going to run some stuff on that I need people to be able to get to from the internet. So I go to one of these places and I say, give me this computer. And they say, that's going to cost you 16 cents an hour. And so you say, okay. And then you spin it up. They give you the IP address and the administrator password. And you remote into it. It's basically a Windows machine or a Linux machine or whatever operating system you've chosen to put on it from an image. But it's basically a machine that you can remote into and then control, right? So and then when you're done with it, you just delete it and it goes away and you quit paying the 11 cents or 16 cents a minute. So one of the things that we've had this at work now for a while, right? So like the reporting server that we use is a virtual machine. So when I want to add some additional stuff or test some stuff out, I can just go, you know, make an image of that machine and then spin up a new machine that's a duplicate of that and do all my testing and everything that I want to on it, make sure that that's going to work, and then delete it, right? Just delete that machine and then actually go do the actual upgrade that I've already tested. So that was the benefit that I was sold, that this is, you know, the benefit of doing this, is that you can spin up another machine based off of that image and then you can delete it. And so like one of the classic example of someone explaining elastic computing is the web strategy, right? I have a web business like Amazon.com where I sell a lot of things. So my website is written in such a way that it can leverage being run on multiple machines, right? It can be run in a cluster. So it's now Black Friday and I'm getting slammed with four times the amount of traffic that I normally do. So it's very easy for me to spin up another 100 servers based off of an image, add them to my cluster, and now I can accommodate the new traffic. And then once Black Friday is over, I can delete those machines that I'm not paying for them. So that's the classic example of the benefits of elastic computing. That's how it's billed to people in many different ways.
It's similar as at work, we need multiple machines for automation, and we will spin up a VDI or a virtual desktop.
Right.
And then we can dynamically do that.
Right. So now here's the thing is that's how it's typically sold. And that's how it's, you know, it's been presented at work and everything. And I always thought that this was kind of weird because I was just like, how is this any different than me just paying monthly for a server, right? Because that's basically what it comes down to is I'm paying a monthly price for a server. If I'm going to use this server for any kind of permanency, like my report server that I use, that I created, there's really no benefit to this other than why are they charging by the hour? That was the thing that confused me. It's like, why are you charging me by the hour? Because I'm going to keep this machine months and months at a time, right? Anyway, I'm filling in all this backstory here, or all this groundwork here, just to point out that the little light bulb went off in my head on Friday evening when I was poking around and saw some stuff. And I don't know that light bulb has gone off in everyone's head because this to me is really wickedly cool. So right now my report server is a quad core. It's a quad core with 320 gig drive and 8 gigs of RAM, right? That's what I pay for. I pay 32 cents an hour. No, 59 cents an hour. Hold on. I don't know that it necessarily matters the exact amount that I pay, but I'm paying 58 cents an hour for that.
You don't pay nearly as much for that as you do to get poop extracted from your cat.
That's right. So that basically, and when I say I'm paying, my company's paying. So my company pays 58 cents a minute for this server. We pay it every single month. And that, if you extract that out, right? 24 hours a day, 30 days in a month, that comes out to about $423 a month for the server.
Ouch. Right?
But you know what? A dedicated server that we have several of costs $1,000 a month. So this is not, you know, it's in a redundant data center, which means it'll never go down. It has it's automatically backed up. A lot of things come with that $400 a month, right? It's a server sitting off in a data center that is available 24 hours a day. It will never lose power. It's backed up. It's cloud-based, blah, blah, blah. So, but the thing is that I really only need it to be that big of a machine for a couple of times a day, for like maybe a couple hours a day. For the rest of the time, it's really just kind of sitting there, kind of being there. It doesn't really do much for the rest of the time. And this is when it finally dawned on me the entire benefits of this virtual IaaS structure, which is there are APIs on these things. So there's actually an API at these data centers that will let you programmatically rescale your machine. So a human doesn't have to be involved in it. So in other words, back to that original example where I said Amazon wants to spin up another 100 servers to add to their server farm, someone doesn't go to a website and do that. There's a little monitoring program that's running somewhere that says, oh, the traffic's getting too high. I'm going to tell it to go and do this, right? So someone doesn't have to get involved. Well, and the same thing here, back into the smaller business realm here. I don't have to, I can actually have a little service running on that computer that will scale it by the hour. So in other words, if I only need it to be a quad core machine with 8 gigs of RAM for, you know, the morning when it's doing its processing, when it's doing all of its import stuff, then I can spin it to be that. And then once I'm done doing that, I can actually then have the little service say, okay, now drop me back down to a dual core with less RAM that I only pay 32 cents a minute for. And then for the rest of the day, I want to be that. And once I get out of here at 5 o'clock, now spin me back down to being a, just a regular single core machine that I'm only going to pay 16 cents a minute for. And so that's the thing that got me was just like that little light bulb that went off. It's like, so just by my own little conservative, or actually not conservative, my very liberal calculations, meaning that I was calculating this for being a quad core machine much longer than it actually needs to be, I can actually reduce that 423 down to about $140 or $150 a month.
I think that's similar to what Squarespace does. They're a web hosting company, and they have some kind of voodoo in the back end that when you get more traffic, it programmatically just gives you more space,
right,
or more bandwidth or whatever.
Right. This is what, yeah. Well, I mean, but that's why Squarespace is built on top of EC2, right, which is Amazon's. Right. So it's anyway. There was just one of those little aha moments where you're just like going like, okay, I get it. The actual machine resource wise can respond to things, right? So I can write my system such a way that if someone logs onto the website over the weekend to do some reporting work, it can actually go ahead and make itself a better machine. So in other words, it only takes like a couple of minutes for it to spin itself back up into a better machine to add the extra core. So they go on, they're like going, well, I'm going to do some work right now. And it's going, hey, hold on just a second. I'm going to make myself better for you. So, and it basically can reboot itself into a quad core machine and then like let them work. And then when they're done, it can spin itself back down into being a smaller machine.
You know, a piece of advice in the corporate world, and you've been in it longer than I have, but they really like numbers and stuff of how the company is saving money. So what you do is on your review, you go in and you say, I have saved the company $300 a month this year.
Well,
you know,
no,
for the
now,
course of 12 months, and right. You know, I've saved you $5,000 this year.
Right. And that would be like, okay, no one would give a shit about $5,000. But when you consider that we have 5 static servers that we pay for, that I could literally move the entire infrastructure around, we pay $1,000. So we actually end up paying somewhere around $60,000 a year for those servers. And I could reduce the entire over thing down by about $40,000. So I could actually, just by moving them to a different data center, I could reduce the price by about $40,000 a year. So that's something that people should care about. And I have a little song about the infrastructure that I'd like to sing right now. Here we go.
It's explosive. Somebody better stop me. Wait a minute, not me. Window Azure, get my back in, not me. Watch me scale a web application so properly. Organizing everything in the platform cloud. Keeping everything together from floating around. Moving at the speed of light, never slowing us down. Compressed 3 resources, holding it down. SaaS, software, PaaS, platform, EAS, infrastructure, together it lasts. Thinking outside the box, staring through windows, secured in the Microsoft data center.
All right, that sucks. That's the new Azure platform that they rolled out. And I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding.
Can I tell you, though, the new Windows 8 commercial, well, it's not brand new. It's been on for a few weeks, but it's got all the dancers and they're all dancing with the service tablets.
Yes.
The main guy in that is so cute to me. That's all I got to say.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it. Erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt it.
The new.
Well, I don't know if I can beat the sheer awesomeness of the services,
the cat poop.
The cloud services discussion that we had. But yeah. I will certainly do my
feel
best.
Feel free to delete that, by the way. You can just delete that entire segment.
I'm not going to delete it.
The chat room was pretty much the entire time going, huh? I don't know what? Why do we care?
The chat room was discussing cat poop. So a Florida man, because it always happens in Florida, a Florida man accused of performing an illegal dental work was arrested again after police said he had administered a shot for a woman's toothache and then kissed her buttocks.
Wait. So he didn't administer an unlicensed dose of olive oil to her gums.
No. I don't think this is the same guy. This is a different story. Yeah. So this guy, a resident of Hollywood, I guess that's Hollywood, Florida, was arrested Monday and faces one count of practicing dental hygiene without an active license, according to a complaint affidavit. The police said he had posed as a dentist and treated the woman, who paid him as much as $65 for services, in his Hollywood apartment.
What if she told him to kiss her ass?
I'm assuming she filed a complaint. It says he put a paste in the woman's mouth to help alleviate pain from the toothache. After she continued to complain of pain, he told her she would need to pull her pants down to administer a shot.
Tell her she can kiss my grit.
What if he was told that he could kiss her grits?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't say. Okay. In a room fully equipped with dental equipment, the man touched her private area and kissed her ass, according to police.
Well, there you go.
Oh, now I got to pull up the next one. One moment. You should have said something witty in between there while I was pulling this up.
Oh, you could pull up a kiss my ass, Adam.
Yeah, exactly. A 62-year-old man, Cushing man, will spend 5 days in jail after pleading guilty Wednesday to assaulting his estranged wife. Fred Thomas pleaded guilty to 180 days in jail. He pleaded guilty to 180 days
Fred
in jail.
Fred Thomas? Wait, wasn't he in Law and Order?
I think so. With all but 5 days suspended and was placed on probation for a year for domestic violence and assault. The incident occurred in July when his wife of 39 years, who was estranged from him, stayed at his place. He offered her $20 for sex, and when she refused, he took out his...
In exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. He offered her $20 for sex, and when she refused, he took out his penis and struck her with it. And I'm just kind of wondering...
Wait. I have over the course of my life, I have seen some gentlemen with some very impressive penises. Impressive pieces of manhood.
Yes, because you prefer the 10 inches.
I'm just saying, though, how close exactly would you have to be to strike someone, no matter how big your penis is, right? Let's say best case scenario, it's going to be 12 inches, right? So that means you have to be within a foot of his crotch to... So what are you doing within a foot of his crotch?
I don't, it makes it sound like a baseball bat or something. He proceeded to take out his penis.
He took it out. He removed it from his pants, swung it about as though it were a baseball bat, and then bashed her over the head with it and then reattached it.
Defense attorney Justin Andrus said Thomas was tremendously upset that his marriage of 39 years was ending. He said his estranged wife was planning to go to Pakistan to meet a man she met online.
A man that did not have a detachable penis.
Anyway, that's it.
I'm going to get really, really close to your crotch right now, but I'm not going to give you head. But I'm going to sit here with my face within 6 inches of your crotch.
Well, fine. Then I'm going to take out my
penis. Now I'm going to wait while you unbutton, unzip, fish around, pull it out. Presumably, you got to get it hard because, unless you're like 6 or 12 inches flaccid, you've got to do some fiddling around there. For I'll just sit here and patiently wait. What the fuck? Anyway, DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by nothing.
All right.
You go. Oh, my email just went off. This is the theme song to the movie Halloween.
Yes, it is.
Now, in the movie Halloween, the original one, you had Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, you did.
Is it Jamie Lee Curtis?
Why, yes, Daniel, it is. It's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Excellent.
I was going to play the yogurt commercial because she's so proud of being old now or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I decided, you know, I would go with Halloween. And Jamie Lee Curtis turned 54 years old.
54 years young. Let's see. You could have also have played this one here. You could have played this one.
I'm excited that we, in just a few moments, are going to connect with a Hollywood icon, Jamie Lee Curtis. You know her films. She's also a best-selling author of many children's books. We'll have to ask her about that. She's also been open and honest about her digestive issues, and she joins us right now. Jamie, welcome to Get Connected.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Con.
You know, Jamie, one of the things I've been reading...
She's been open about her digestive issues.
She's been very open about... Now, the thing I love about this is he is in a studio with like the world's cheapest set design. She is on some kind of satellite thing with a green screen behind her. And the sound audibly changes between the time that he asks the question and she answers it, which leads me to believe that he basically did this as a telephone interview and then later went back and filmed himself asking the questions that he had asked her. Thank you, Khan. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think a little behind the scenes for news and stuff. Sometimes when they have those satellite shots, the people are just in the next room.
Yes.
And they want to make it seem like that they've done something really spectacular. So they're like joining us via satellite. And they're like in a closet next door.
I think, you know, because you and I are effectively across the country from one another, we do this show every week from across the country from one another. So I think in order to make it feel more realistic, we should build in that delay that they always seem to build in too. So it's like, well, I wanted to find out, you know, what you thought about that, Adam.
Yes, Daniel. I you know.
Now the editing system that we use here is actually going to take that space.
It is.
I was thinking about that during the dead air. I'm like, wait, that's not even going to be
crap.
There.
No, you, sorry. Again.
Anyway, so go ahead. What's our next birthday? Voyage to the bottom of the sea.
No, it's not.
Oh. I think I got this one wrong last year too. Sea Hunt?
No, I didn't, I'm not looking at the list when I do this, but I didn't think I did this one last year, but...
Is it Sea Hunt?
It is not. This is, do you have any more guesses? Or?
No, I don't. It's some old black and white thing.
I'll tell you this. There's an airplane flying around an island with...
Fantasy Island.
Yes.
Fantasy Island. Would an acceptable clip had also been something about Corinthian leather?
Could have been. It could have been.
So is it Ricardo Montalban?
It is. It is Ricardo Montalban.
Excellent. Con!
And he's dead, but he would have been 92 years old.
Would have been.
He would have. So this is really an anniversary of his birth.
Yes.
Yeah.
You must try to. Now, this is the unmistakable vocal stylings of Miss Tina Turner.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So I'm going to guess that Tina Turner is, in fact, 812.
No, Tina Turner is 73 years old.
I was close.
are you saying that the gap between 72 and like 100 and...
After you hit that, once you hit like Vera and Fatty's age, it's all just, you know, it's just old. You don't even count anymore.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah.
So here's our next one. Very similar, anyway.
From a distance. Oh, okay. The opening piano riff there sounded very similar to an REO Speedwagon song. And so I was having to make sure that wasn't, in fact, an REO Speedwagon. This would be Miss Bette Midler.
It is Bette Midler. And I did do her last year, but I played Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy last year, so I thought I would play something a little
Miss
different.
Miss Otis regrets that she is unable to age today. How old is Miss Mitt?
She is 67 years old.
67 years young. Wow.
So this next one that I'm going to play, Could be 67 years old based on the way I think she looks recently, but yeah. is not anywhere near
it's
that.
It's so, Madonna.
No, no. Oh. Madonna is that old, isn't she? I don't know.
I don't know.
Here's the next one.
Oh, this is Britney Spears.
It is.
Do you watch The X Factor?
I can't. It is the most horrible.
It is. It is a piece, but Robert watches it. And so I was watching there. So there was like, you know how they do on these reality shows where they'll like, they'll plop one of the contestants in front of one of the judges, you know, for like, as a segment, right? So this is what happened this week. And yeah. then the contestant tells the judge some touching thing and there's touching music playing. And then the judge reacts, you know, going like, oh, that must've been so hard for you and everything. I swear to God, in her segment, it's like, there's a little girl there sitting there talking about being homeless and broke and everything. And then they panned over to Britney, who she was talking to. I swear to God, the inner dialogue in Britney's face, in her head, had to have been something like, who is this person and why have they sat this black child in front of me?
Right.
I could really go for a bagel right now. Oh, there's a camera over there. I wonder what it's doing. It's just like she just seemed so completely just disengaged from life.
I can't stand that show because it's, I can't even describe what they do, but their production, the way they, everything has this like sad music behind it and like,
yes.
And they don't show a complete performance either. It's almost like a documentary thing where they show portions of a performance. I can't even describe it. It's horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. It is horrible.
I cannot believe how horrible it is.
And anyway, she is 31 years old, but I think she could pass for a little bit older than that.
She's how old?
31.
That is impossible.
She's 31. She is.
Impossible. She has got to be, she's got to at least be my age, 45, well, just because
she has been rode hard, I believe.
I'm surprised. See, that's honesty.
Oh, see, I thought I was going to play Britney, but no, it's just all this. You know what? Enough with you people putting shit on YouTube that just has some bad music tracking on it. It's just like, I was trying to find a clip of Cartman talking, saying, this is a job for the coon. And I couldn't because everything that has to do with Cartman has to do with somebody playing some rap song or some dance song and compiling a bunch of video. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Is that our birthdays?
Yeah, that's our, well, I want to make one announcement about birthdays. So I am in contact. First of all, I want to thank a couple of people, and I'll read an email from one of them, but Gravitas and Neil, both are listeners who sent me emails on my request on porn star birthdays.
Yes.
And I am in talks with the editor over at Gay Porn Times, I believe it is.
Okay.
Let me look here. Oh, gayporntimes.com. And he is going to help me out with a list of birthdays and like birth dates, names, and filmographies for gay porn stars.
Excellent.
So, and I said maybe we could just say sponsored by this little segment, sponsored by Gay Porn Times or whatever.
There you go. Excellent.
So I'm in talks, but I don't have anything because I couldn't pull up enough information to do that segment today.
Only one I remember is Brent Corrigan because his birthday is like Halloween. So,
And people have told me, and I know I don't laugh, but I have been told by people that I look like.
Excellent. I love how when I played that music out to cut you off from saying that you looked like Brent Corrigan, you looked at the camera as if you were trying to like look to see what I was going to say. I have no camera, so you're not seeing me anyway. So who has been in touch with us? Who of our tens of listeners, who has contacted us this week, Adam?
Well, you do have, first of all, we did have a celebrity death phone call.
Oh.
Do you want to play that or?
Sure, I'll play it. I'll play it right now. RC from Wisconsin. Is that who I'm going to play?
Yes,
here?
It is.
Let's see. Can I click on this?
Hi, I'm calling for the celebrity death line. This is RC from Wisconsin. Larry Hagman died. He was JR in Dallas.
Yes.
Okay, well, bye.
Bonus points if you could tell us who shot him.
He died of cancer or something, I think.
Right. No, he was shot by, RC's in the chat room. He was in the chat room. He's not anymore. Never mind. I was going to say he was actually shot by Kristen. Yeah, I know. Now you're going to tell me that you love this theme song because it has brass in it and there's a big trumpet part, and that's why you really like it.
Well, the solo is actually, I think it's a French horn or something like that.
No, that right there was a trombone, but yeah.
But actually, you know, I never watched Dallas.
No, I didn't say that, but you like the theme song because it's brass.
No, it's a nice theme. I watched this, which is what I like to think of him from.
Yes. Jeannie, her name is Jeannie, and I dream of her always, Jeannie.
Yeah, so anyway.
That'll be fun, because on the tracks, my singing will not be synced with yours.
So happy death day to Larry Hagman.
Excellent. Thank you, RC.
In his old age, he had the biggest eyebrows.
I thought you were going to say balls.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen his balls.
I hear old age and big, and I think a big fatty, and so immediately I'm just like, my brain goes to balls.
Yeah, no. So we did have an email from Neil, and he says, hey, Mr. Burns, no, that would make Mittens into Smithers, and no. I think I have something that is along the lines of what you asked for in your latest show. So he gave me the link to Gay Porn Times.
Excellent.
So and it didn't have exactly what I wanted. So anyway, like I said, I'm talking to the editor over there. Just a bit of gushing. I have listened to you since, I think it was episode 8 of the Adam and Maddie show. I enjoy the show, blah, 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 blah. However, you and Daniel have such a great chemistry together that the current show is my favorite offering from either one of you.
Why, thank you.
And the fact that you don't have to dodge rocks while podcasting is great. That's only because Daniel is like 15 states away from me. Right. Otherwise, I'd be dodging things.
That is not true. We have at least thrice done shows together in person.
Thrice, I tell
thrice
you.
Thrice we have been in person. Actually, only twice in Vegas, right? Anyway, the point is that it's only twice now that we've done shows together, but it doesn't matter. We did not throw each other. We did not throw anything at each other, even though you and I were basically around each other constantly for the entire Pride 48 weekends. Both.
Yeah. Oh, you know, speaking of, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. Speaking of Vegas, the videos are being worked on.
Oh, they are.
Not
who,
by
who
me.
Volunteered? Who volunteered?
The Faye driver volunteered to do that, and it took me a few weeks to coordinate with him to get it in my Dropbox and, you know, excellent, get it all. But he is working on that now. So when we have something, he will let me know, and I will let all of the listeners and Pride 48 people know.
Excellent. You know, when you were saying you were speaking to the guy at Porn Times, you know, the other person we should maybe we should ask Brent Corrigan if we can interview him.
We can't. We certainly can. I've never talked to Brent Corrigan before.
We should do it.
What would we
time.
Huh? Oh.
It's time for our weather on the 8s. New Haven, Connecticut. 46 degrees right now, much like it was the past time. It's a little bit foggy outside. The rain shower is going to be developing this evening, and it'll come in a little bit steady later. Cloudy with temperature steady near the upper 40s. Wind south-southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a chance of rain, 85%. And now let's check in on Arkansas with Adam. Adam?
Well, Daniel, I do have to tell you, we have breaking news from the Bentonville, Arkansas. The temperature is now 75 degrees.
Ooh, we've gone up a couple of degrees.
Yeah, and it's mostly cloudy right now. Feels like 72.
Oh, excellent. Do we have any more contact?
Well, you know, I'm sure we do, but none of it was email. I remember someone said that they gave someone was giving condolences to you, or however you say that, yes, over on YouTube. And then seems to me that we had something on Google Plus, but I don't have it. So if you did contact us, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, and we'll
we do
try to do it next time if we don't have it this time. So,
all right, play me out. 3, 2, 1. Excellent.
I did want to say one thing that I got a text message, and we don't usually have a segment here, but I did want to back to the chit chat segment. Do you like to decorate for Christmas?
I am actually right after this show. I'm going down to either Walmart or Target. I'm not going to play favorites. I'm not going to tell you or Steven which store I'm going to go to. But yeah, I'm going to go buy some stuff to decorate with. It's primarily to decorate my office cubicle.
So I love the concept. I love having things decorated, but I don't like the process of decorating. It's tedious. Stringing lights and putting on, and I do it. I mean, I do it because I want the look that is achieved. But I got a text message right before the show from Mark saying, be home early. You will help me install lights.
So you will help me.
So apparently Mark has been to the Walmart this afternoon and has bought Christmas lights.
Or the Target. We don't know. He could have gone to Target.
He told me he went to Walmart.
I'm going to go to the Walmart or Target, one of the two, and buy my decorations for my office thing along with some other things. But before I do that, because it's been cold here, I have my electric blanket. It's kind of like under my desk. I use that to keep my feet warm, but it's where all the cats go and lay, right? Because when the cats get cold, they all, so it's like, it's just basically a big cat magnet underneath my desk here. But since Buzzy had his whole pooping problem last night, now there's poop on the electric blanket that I'm going to have to so I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it in the wash and then, you know, not dry it, but, you know, bring it back out here and let it. So I just kind of plug it in to dry it. And that way it would be like a warm, wet blanket. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com. Of course, you know, if you wanted to send us an Amazon gift card, you could always do that. DanielJBrewer@gmail.com. Actually, I got one during the show. Someone sent me a $5 Amazon gift card. Thank you, anonymous person. And it wasn't Miss Kathy Bacon.
You're talking about interviewing Brent Corrigan, but he's trying to get into legitimate movies now.
I know. So we will talk to him about legitimate things.
A porn star trying to get into legitimate movies.
He's already been in several legitimate things.
Well,
that we could talk to him about that. That's what I find fascinating. I think most people who would interview him would totally do just the porn thing. I think there's more there. I think.
See, I'd hit on him though. I think he's hot.
But because you would be the first person to ever hit on him.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.